I recently ran across the line, I took the road less traveled by, and that has made all the difference. It's from a poem written in 1915 by Robert Frost. It led me to think about the choices I've made in my life, those choices that led me to where I am today, like it or not. The line is from the poem, The Road Not Taken. Did I take the road less traveled? Would I even want to? What difference has it made, the road I traveled? And is Frost trying to encourage me to take the road less traveled? I know the character in the poem took it. He said it made all the difference, but I don't know if where he ended up is where he really wanted to go. Maybe he's in jail. All it says is it just made all the difference. It's not very clear and, in fact, kind of confusing. That's kind of how I see making important decisions in my life. Muddled and confusing. We all have a million choices to make over the course of our lifetime, and so many of us make the process harder, worse. We many times suffer from analysis paralysis and spend way too much time worrying or not making a decision at all. The poem says, two roads diverged in a yellow wood. The traveler long stood looking down each equal road and wondered, what if? Should I go with the flow, the mainstream, or go it alone? And will I regret my decision? There's a hint of the question of free will versus determinism in the analogy. I have free will. God gave it to me. I don't believe that my life is predetermined, and I also think I've wasted too much time fretting about the roads ahead of me. Instead, I ask and seek God's will. If I ask for divine guidance and take the road, the best road right in front of me, it's God's will. Now, it may not be an easy road, but it's the best for me. And the poem is really more about the road not taken than the one taken. It is entitled, after all, The Road Not Taken. It's about what did not happen. The traveler chose the least popular path, the one of most resistance, and in essence, sacrificed the other one, the one not taken. Where would it have led? I shouldn't let it bother me because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I didn't take it. I'm retired now, and I honestly don't know if the road I've traveled was one less traveled or not. But I can say it's my road, no one else's. Maybe that in itself makes it less traveled. Perhaps that is what has made in my life all the difference. I'm happy, serene, and fulfilled. And unlike Frost, I will never wish I'd taken another road. But again, I think we put too much stock in the decision process. But what's more important, there's an analogy that actually fits me much better than Frost's. Let me pass it along to you for your consideration along your life's journey. Quoting another popular philosopher of the time period, Yogi Berra once said, "When you come to a fork in the road, take it." That's my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph.